You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. With people less out and about and fewer people with jobs and the ability to buy a $5 coffee, Starbucks says sales at comparable locations were down 5% from a year earlier. This is the October to December quarter, but Starbucks sales in China were up 5%. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Serving up food and drinks has been one of the worst businesses to be in through the pandemic. And Mark Cohen at Columbia Business School says in that kind of business, only the strongest survive.
Starbucks was a very successful business going into this crisis and will likely find a way through it.
The company's offset the loss of walk-in, sit-down customers by expanding drive-through, online ordering, and curbside pickup. Starbucks' global reach is an asset too, says Tuna Amobi at CFRA Research.
China and Asia Pacific actually much further along in the road to recovery compared to the U.S. and Europe. So I think that's helped Starbucks.
And while Starbucks has the resources to weather the COVID slowdown, a lot of its coffee shop competitors don't, says Jim Hertel at Inmar Intelligence.
Some of the smaller ones and the less nimble ones just aren't going to come back when this is over.
Starbucks says it added 278 stores in the final months of last year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.